Welcome into the Broncos TV Halftime Report. Matt Boyer joined by Phil Milani. The halftime score, 13-3. The Falcons up by 10 on the Broncos. And Phil, we saw end of the first half, teams trading field goals, the Broncos D bending but not breaking. What did you see that you like from the Broncos defense?
Well, I like that they started to get a little bit of pressure on the Falcons, but you could tell that Atlanta really attacking the Broncos linebackers. Their running backs can really catch the ball out of the backfield. You could see the speed in the center of the field, and they're making the linebackers of the Broncos really have to cover. And then when they hand the ball off, there's some creases there where the Falcons have really sort of established a good running game in that first half. Plenty of time to go in the second half here, so I'm sure that they're in the locker room right now trying to figure out a way to slow down the Falcons' explosive running backs.
On the offensive side of the ball, the Broncos only managing around 40 yards in the passing game. We talked about Paxton Lynch. Looked a little bit uncomfortable at the end of the first quarter. What did you see in the second quarter? Any positive signs?
Well, probably not the first half that they were hoping for Paxton Lynch. Only completed three passes for 45 yards in that first half. Not really manageable situations for him. He takes a sack and then all of a sudden it's third and 18 or something. That's happened a couple of times where they've really just had to either just dump it off or hand it off on third and really long. So I would expect them to try and get into more manageable situations, really try to find a running game there, and then maybe things will open up down the field for Paxton Lynch in the second half.
The Broncos hoping to get back into this game. They will have the ball to start the second half. Phil, what do you think that the Broncos need to do? One overarching theme in this second half?
Well, one thing might be creating a turnover. The Broncos have won something like 25, 26 games in a row when they've won the turnover battle. Maybe getting a turnover, maybe just getting a spark to ignite this team will be what the defense needs. And then for the offense, find that running game and maybe one big play can change the whole tide of things. Sometimes in these really close games, it's 13-3, but it really feels like the Falcons maybe dominated that first half. The scoreboard doesn't reflect that. So you could come back in the second half, come back stronger, and maybe it just takes one play, change the whole feel out there in the stadium.
We're hoping to see a change here in the second half. Be sure to tune in. End of the third quarter, we'll have another Broncos TV update for you at the end of the third. And then, of course, DenverBroncos.com. Keep it tuned there for all of your post-game coverage. Coach Gary Kubiak as well as Paxton Lynch will be at the podium. So hopefully we will see you at the end of the third quarter. But for now, for Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thanks for watching the Broncos TV Halftime Report.